The closer we get to the midterm elections, the more Hispanic voters are fleeing the Democrat Party. This time it's thanks to the nightmare issue of inflation created by Joe Biden and the Democrats. Senate Democrats like Mark Kelly, Catherine Cortez Masto, Raphael Warnock, Maggie Hassan, and Michael Bennett can point fingers on who to blame, but the reality is that they are responsible for the skyrocketing inflation hurting families. Don't take it from us, here is what Americans have to say about inflation. For example, 43-year-old Ricardo Aguirre, owner of two taco trucks in Phoenix, Arizona, is currently dealing with the escalating costs of tomatoes, onions, meat and cilantro. Aguirre typically votes Democratic, but with inflation reaching a 40-year high this year, he said he might choose differently next time. If the Republican Party has something better to offer us, I will vote Republican, Aguirre told Reuters, adding that he believes the party could have better success when it comes to reducing prices. Reuters spoke to 35 Latino Americans who voted in two toss-up races in Arizona and Colorado, and 20 of them, including Aguirre, said that soaring gas and food prices are causing them to seriously consider voting red. 66-year-old Jose L. Mendez, who has voted Democratic every year since 1988, now has to drive 45 minutes out of his way to find affordable groceries. Inflation has affected us a lot. I'm willing to change my vote, Mendez told Reuters. Democrats are failing American families and their reckless spending habits are to blame. When will they finally take the hint and tackle the economic crisis they have created? With November right around the corner, they may want to consider a new strategy. NRSC.